Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jillian, weighing in on the conversation, how do we react? How do we react to the killing, to the assassination of both these, I was going to say gentlemen, but I don't really mean it. I'll use the term very loosely. But how do we react? Jillian says, relieved, not joyous. We've been talking about, should we be joyous? Should we be celebrating it? We know we're not meant to. We pour a little bit of wine out when we commemorate the Pesach Seder. We talk about the Egyptians and what they went through. We don't want to be completely joyous, but I don't know. I'm not sure that I would waste any of my wine on either of them. Well, let's speak to somebody who has also been involved in following the story and part of this episode. Jonathan Feldstein, he's founder of Genesis 123 organization. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
A very good day today.
It feels like a very good day, doesn't it? It's such an interesting question, because what should our, I know what my reaction is, but what should it be, do you think?
I think that we have every right to be proud of, first of all, we know that Israel took out the terrorist leader, the Hezbollah leader in Lebanon last night. I assume we had something to do with Ismail Haniyeh's untimely but far overdue death early hours. It's not clear who did that, but why not celebrate? These are people who were genocidal, trying to kill us for years, and to the extent that this is let them meet their maker, so to speak, but also put a hole in the ability for their organizations to continue to carry out attacks, then it's a, absolutely, as my son said, it's a good day.
It really is a good day. What? Who's next? I don't mean in terms of assassination. Who's next in terms of leadership of Hamas? Who steps into this crater, so to speak?
I have to admit, I am not up to date on all of the names of the terrorist leaders for Hamas. There's another one hiding out in Doha, in Qatar. I'm looking at his picture, but I don't remember his name. And then, of course, there's Sinwar, who's still hiding out in Gaza, believed to be alive. I don't know, but, you know, it's such a... It's not only one terrorist leader. There will be people who fill the void. Presumably, Ismail Haniyeh is a very big hit, and I suspect that Hezbollah has other people who can decide where and when to fire rockets. I would think that Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, might be a little bit more circumspect today. Mm. Knowing that we are able to reach, or someone is able to reach as far as Tehran, and if necessary, we probably know where he is too.
Lance saying that the next in line, as far as he knows, is Abu Mazouk. It's what's fascinating to me is how this impact. I think that never mind the physical removal of somebody so evil. The fact is that Israel could, within a 24-hour period or less than, even 12 hours, take out two senior terrorists in different parts of the world, has got to restore a lot of Israel's standing in terms of intelligence capability. It has to be a tremendous boost for a country that is very war fatigued. What's your thought?
I agree with that. But again, the premise is that Israel had something to do with the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh. I don't doubt that. I feel kind of like it's like someone today is the rabbi who went to play golf on Yom Kippur and played his best game, but can never tell anybody because he went to play on Yom Kippur. Someone is keeping very well-guarded secrets. As far as I've seen, we have not seen the White House jump into things and say we had nothing to do with it. So that there may be something telling there. It was reported that Israel informed the White House before the killing of the terrorist in Lebanon. But certainly the world needs to know, and the terrorist leaders need to know that they can be reached. And I would love to take out to lunch whatever Iranians are providing the intelligence that let us know where he lived, past tense, and whoever did the operation. It's really impressive that it was so few casualties. It was really so pinpoint. I'm in admiration of all of it. As we're speaking, I just heard jets overhead. And as I was speaking with my wife earlier, there's nothing to say that we're not going to see a repeat of April 11th, where Iran starts to fire hundreds of missiles and drones at us again tonight or anytime in the near future, because a very high level assassination took place on their territory. Regardless of who did it, they're blaming us.
Right. They're already doing that. And of course, this is, and we were chatting to another expert earlier who spoke to us about the whole issue of dignity, revenge, and saving face within that region. And this is very embarrassing for Iran, that one of their visitors, somebody that came to the inauguration, is taken out in such a meticulous manner. It's got to be embarrassing, which means it's going to be quite difficult for them not to react.
Agreed. And it's just as embarrassing for them as it is a success for, I'm saying in quotes, us.
Right.
Whoever was involved.
Well, it is a success. It is a success whether Israel actually was officially involved in it or not. It's still a success. The death of Haniyeh, a man of this level of evil, is a success irrespective, even if he died of natural causes. It is still very good news.
I agree. No, when I say us, I mean us, the good guys. It could be the U.S. It could be Israel.
Right.
I doubt it was the Saudis. I doubt it was Jordan.
What do you think?
I see U.S. and Israeli fingerprints, but again, probably sadly, it will be many years and I may not be alive when the actual story comes out about who was behind it and how. But
let alone the movie. This is the movie that you want to see. I mean, when this comes to Netflix, wow. Yeah, it's a massive story. The other question, of course, is what happens with the hostage deal. I cannot imagine that right now that would be going ahead.
Well, that's a good point, because to the extent that Ismail Haniyeh may have been involved in any of those negotiations, so now there's one less address.
And
one very significant less address.
Yeah, and more anger, but perhaps more reason to try and resolve. So it's very hard to call where this is going.
Yes, it is. And speaking of going, tomorrow I'm planning to go to the Golan Heights to make condolence visits to the families, the Druze families whose children were murdered by Hezbollah on Saturday. And of course, now I'm watching the news and security issues that much more closely to think if I'm even able to drive to the north tomorrow to do so.
Yeah, and just keep safe and keep us informed. If you do go, we would love to share that experience with you and hear a little bit more about it. That's Jonathan Feldstein. He's founder of Genesis 123 Foundation.